Were you ever intimidated or put off by the idea that you would have to go and spend time in the Tasmanian wilderness?
No, that was a real attractive part. And clearly, if they said that I was going to be shooting this in another part of Australia or that we're going to be doing studio work, that wouldn't have interested me. I mean, because that was very important to root the production, and kind of, it's nice when you can match the life adventure to the adventure of the movie.
Tell me what it was like being on set, because a lot of the time it's just you in the shoot.
You've got the crew, and there were two parts of the movie. I mean, there's one part where I am with other actors, and that pretty much was clustered and shot together. Occasionally, there would be a day or two where I'd go out just with the crew. But at the end of the shoot, we shot a lot of the nature stuff, a lot of the hunting stuff, a lot of the sequences where I'm by myself in the wilderness. And that didn't feel socially, it didn't feel lonely, because you've got the crew, and it's very rough with the weather and the conditions of logistics, because there's no infrastructure, and we've got to do a lot of hiking into rough areas. So there's a camaraderie, and also you're always inventing the scenes, because the mise-en-scene you have to make according to the weather and the landscape. So it was a very fun and creative process to find those scenes. So that was one of the great pleasures, actually.
Did the director give you a lot of latitude with your character to take it where you wanted it to go?
I don't have... You know, it's really about finding the story. The character, we had a rough idea about... We had a good idea where he should start. We had a pretty good idea where he should end up. How he got there... was something that we would make, and we'd make it basically by playing the scenes, and it was a strong script. So I didn't have we were in total agreement about how to approach it, and then it was a question of making it.
It's interesting, because at the start of the film the audience doesn't get a lot of backstory into your character.
Right.
So for your purposes, did you have to build a backstory before starting shooting?
Just only to the degree that it guides my choices for things like practical things like wardrobe and gear and simple things like, is he high tech? Is he more... You know, does he approach things more artisanally? Does he, you know, have really, like, gear? Is it new? Is it old? Has it been used before? You have to answer those questions. And in answering those questions, you start to kind of create a profile. But I normally don't find that if... I only do that to orient those kind of choices, but I work more from playing the scenes and... You know, just responding to objects and reacting to the story. It doesn't help me to sit down one day and say, okay, I'm going to decide this guy's going to be from here and this is what happened to him. And because I can't play that. You know, your knowledge and your history of the character comes from doing. And unless you get the luxury of making a huge research, backstory doesn't help me so much.
What about preparing physically and mentally for the role and being in that wilderness environment?
Mentally, I would just say learning those skills that he exhibits in the movie was a very important part, because in learning those skills, you learn kind of an approach, a point of view, a relationship to the nature, a relationship to his job.
And so did you do any specific training?
I did. I mean, they were very good at getting me in touch with a bushcraft guy, a guy that could teach me how to make snares and teach me how to descent myself, and tell me what a wallaby run looks like, tell me how wallabies behave, tell me how various animals behave when they're active. Just learning hunter things, wilderness things, that was very helpful and essential, because I do those things in the movie, and I, you know, when you're filming, you have to have a certain kind of confidence and grace.